The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They make the plans, we sit and count. Our chair is stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it, she's running her mouth. She no! Wants to ride, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as what? Ever, she's too things excited. Were going so well! By all accounts, can you just, I'm moving through. This is pausing for dramatic effect.
But he's curious, and that's a good thing.
I almost went home today, but we'll get to that.
Should get to it now.
No, go ahead, Jen. I'm sorry. That's why I'm in a rush.
Because you want to get home because in your mind you're already there?
He wants to bypass the pleasantries and just get to the point where he actually leaves.
I'll stop.
Okay. But I do want to know about you wanting to leave, for sure. All right. But before we get to that.
Gabe knew it.
Yeah.
Before we get to that. Things were going so well with Jordan Love. Saying all the right things, doing all the right things. Very warm and fuzzies. They were growing. We were happy. Oh, I have sunglasses on here. I didn't know.
Oh, there you go.
Just now. And then yesterday happened. So first, let me begin with the good news. The good news is, according to reports, there will be no holdout / hold in. Starting quarterback Jordan Love will be in camp even without a contract extension, a source told the Packers on SI. This is from Bill Huber. The race is on for the Packers and Love to agree to an extension before training camp begins with the first full squad practice on Monday. Whether Love would participate in a, quote, real practice without an extension isn't known or hasn't been decided. But the good news is he will be in Green Bay, I believe it is today.
Yep.
He is reporting to practice. But yesterday, he did a good thing. He did a kids camp at one of the local high schools. U school up in the River Hills area. And by all accounts, guys, and if you go on the old Twitter and you search Jordan Love, you got pop, 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 report after report of how great it was to see Jordan Love interacting with these kids, talking to them about their dreams, telling them how it's possible. All of those things are very, very good. But apparently, guys, the media that gathered there to cover Jordan Love at this football camp was told ahead of time not to ask Love about training camp or negotiations. So, of course, take a listen to what happened.
Brian Gutekunst says he hopes to have a contract extension done with you before the start of camp.
All right.
The deal's done. It's already done.
So then why doesn't he want to talk about it?
Because they want a big splash. He wants to do it at the shareholders meeting or at the state or at the start of camp. They want a big splash day.
Well, I mean, it's going to splash whenever you do it.
I'm telling you, it's done just based upon his reaction. Because would you agree that this is a very stressful time for Jordan Love?
Not if it's done.
No, I'm saying if it wasn't done. His reaction where he starts laughing and joking and stuff like that, I thought it was a bad thing because I couldn't see the video because I don't have Twitter.
Yeah.
But now, Josh, he showed me the video, and I'm like, it's done. It's done. And the way Murphy talked about it with Bill Huber, pushing it'll be done when Russ... Oh, crap.
But if it's already done...
Russ Paul is not pulling the strings when it comes to $55 million. He's putting the contract together and saying, am I okay to go forward with this? Is this okay? Russ Paul doesn't have that power. It probably has to go to the board. Most huge signings has to go to the board first and get, as a formality most times, to get board approval, and then they move from there. Tell me, will I get the proper credit? If this happens
on
shareholder
day. How would we know if it were done when you said it was done? Right?
I could just tell from his reaction.
No, but I'm saying we can't give you credit because how would we prove your point, which is that the contract is already done?
No, Monday.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Monday. If it happens on Monday, that's what he's looking for.
But couldn't it have happened tomorrow?
Well, I think they want the big splash. You don't think so? You don't want to think first day of training camp, guess what? Woo! All I'm saying is,
when they announce this sucker, they're not going to say, oh, and by the way, it's been done for 2 weeks. LOL. Winky, winky.
But if it's Chewy's right and they announce it at the shareholder meeting, I think what he's saying, since he got that part right, since he usually takes partial credit and turns it into full credit, that's what he's looking to do here again.
Yeah. So for him, if Jordan Love ends up signing a contract with the Green Bay Packers, he would be partially right and we would owe him, rather.
Yeah. And then
Chewy was right.
Yeah. He deserves his flowers.
I want to back up on this for just a moment. I'm watching Brandon Ayuk request trade from 49ers. Oh, we'll get to that. Don't you worry. We'll get to that this morning as well. I don't like a PR team telling reporters what they can and cannot ask and threatening to shut down a press conference if you ask something that we have informed you or told you or dictated to you not to ask. The whole point of reporters is that they have to gather information. And this is a opportunity to gather information. Why didn't Jordan Love's PR team or Jordan Love have an answer for it? Hey, whatever Stephanie Sutton from WISN 12's question was going to be, here's a thought. I would really like today to just focus on the kids and focus on the camp. I know you guys understand. I won't be taking any questions on the contract. I'm talking about the whole thing beforehand of don't ask any questions, and if you do, we're shutting it down. Like,
that's Bush. It's Bush League. It's 100% Bush League because it's easy to not even have media availability. Like, you can just be, he did a camp out in California with, what was it, Kamal Martin? I can't remember who his buddy was.
Who played for the Packers.
Yeah. So they had done a camp out in California, didn't do media there. It's not like he'd had this little press conference there where he told reporters they could and could not ask. It would have been easy just to be, yep, we're not doing a little availability after this. You know, we're going to be talking to you guys plenty once training camp opens. Today's just about the kids. You could have easily done that. So what's the point? If you can't ask about not even just the contract, but any training camp questions, you report today. Jordan Love, how would you solve world peace? Like, what are we asking you if we can't ask about any Packers football questions?
But if his reaction was any different and he didn't laugh it off and, you know, I'm telling you, it's stressful. Stressful, for especially that first one.
Yeah.
Because I told the story a million times when Andy Reid came in, it was still, I'm like, no, it's not. It's not what I want. I want that. You know, it wasn't, you know.
What was that?
You know?
I hope that's you're watching on the stream, folks. I hope you caught that on the YouTube stream, on the ESPN Milwaukee stream, where you can watch all of our shows. By the way, it was Chris Barnes.
If Jordan Love went, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. And that's what I thought initially happened. Then I would say the Packers gave him a number and said, we're not moving off of it. You either sign it or you're going to play 9 games and we're going to evaluate from there. If you play great, then we'll give you what you want, but we're not going to do it right now.
But this is where I would say a PR team's responsibility is to help a player navigate PR situations, public relations situations, where the public will have an opinion on how you handle it. And I think the PR team missed the boat here. I think the PR team should have guided him towards, you're doing everything great. Everything's really good. Like, your Q rating is super high right now. Let's not say we're not taking questions about it. Let's have a curated, manicured, manufactured answer ready for when the inevitable question comes about training camp or about the contract or about a potential holdout where you say, you know, I understand the curiosity. I really do. Today, I just want to talk about the kids and the camp. I'm so thrilled to be here. Like, this was huge for me. Reminded me of when I played football as a kid and would go to camps and see and just pivot. You answer it and you say you don't and you pivot. And then if they keep peppering you, I think you keep going back to that well. But I don't love the perception. I don't love the image of telling a media corps, you can't ask about this or else we will punish you by shutting it down.
They're not punishing the media. They think they're sticking it to the media. No, they're punishing Jordan. The only person this looks bad on is Jordan. I'm not saying it's a black eye, right? But there's a little body blow there. You know, he's got a little bruise on his elbow or something.
It doesn't look great.
It just doesn't look great. Just answer the damn question.
So should they have said, you can ask it, but it's not going to be answered?
You could. Like, that'd be moving closer on the spectrum, too. I just don't think you ever want to be a guy who tells the media what they can and can't ask. I think it's a slippery slope. I don't think it's a good look. And I think that any PR staff should have known that and should have, again, guided him towards answer. I know you don't want to answer. I know there's going to be questions about it. Here's the answer. Memorize it. Learn it. Deliver it over and over again.
Stephanie Stutton's not a part of your personal PR. She's not there to ask you your personal PR questions to try to get your goodwill out into the community. There are certainly times and places for that, but that's not what the general media is there for. And it seems like they just wanted to have like state-run media trying to make this all about Jordan, but also have the guise of having, you know, outside media there to ask the questions that they specifically wanted asked about this camp. But that's just not how any of that works.
I don't even think, like, I don't want to take the position of the media has the right to do it. They are able to ask whatever. It's just the fact of avoiding the question in that way and the big nope, 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 nope. Like we're asking for the nuclear codes or something. Like we're like it's some big like Jordan Love, you have what is going to be one of the biggest extensions of the offseason. They're going to ask you about it. Just have a prepared answer.
Yeah.
Could be the biggest contract in NFL history.
Right, and just move on. Like if they ask you again, you say it's all about the kids. I'm here to talk about the kids. I'm going to be in camp tomorrow, or I'm going to be reporting. You can ask all the questions you want then. Today's not the day for that, because look at all these kids here and look at all the great things that are happening at the, was it the university school? It's so easy. Like, less than defending the media is just, you look bad. Look like you're trying to hide something. You're avoiding.
But who's the guy? Who's his team?
I don't know.
They're probably not even qualified. You know,
I mean, I would hope they are. They're probably getting paid like they're qualified.
I mean, Brett had Bus Crook, you know, from
That's
Mississippi.
Not his name.
We like to call him that.
Seems like it was a little pet name maybe you guys had.
Is there any part of you guys that after hearing what went down yesterday thinks that the deal isn't even close to being done? Chewy is on one end of the spectrum where he thinks it's already done. Yesterday's reaction pushes me further away from that as a possible conclusion. Gabe, is there any part of you that is like, him avoiding the question leads me to believe they're still not close, even though we are approaching that thrown out their deadline of training camp?
I tend to lean towards, I think it's done, but I have more doubts now because they just decided to cut off an entire press conference because somebody decided to ask about it.
But wait, like again, they had to ask, right? Like if they had walked away from that and not asked, I feel like that's more of like, oh, puppet master, oh, Geppetto, oh, telling the media what they can and cannot do, and they fall
Love
in
Geppetto.
Line. Like I... That's because you're confusing it with Gardetto. No.
Those are delicious.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like that at all. Like, if they had walked away, if the Milwaukee media had walked away yesterday after being instructed by Jordan Love's camp not to ask about the contract, and they didn't, I'd be losing it this morning.
And it seems like they didn't start the press conference with it, right? So you try to get one in at the end, see if he's going to answer it. You have to ask the question.
Yeah, yes.
Have to ask the question.
Of course.
Everybody there has a job to do. I guess the PR people are going to say the same thing. We were just doing our job, but there's a good way and a bad way to handle it. You know, it's not like if the media would have started right away, like, all right, well, it seems like you're daring me to end this press conference right now. Let's go ahead.
Doesn't seem like that's how it went down.
That's not how it went down. It seemed like it happened later in it, right? Okay, ask a couple of questions about the camp. I can't imagine how many questions there are about that.
Correct.
And then you dive into the stuff that everybody actually cares about. Yeah, if you don't want to answer it, it's fine. But come on, man.
800-990-3776. Here is the angle we want to take with the Jordan Love yesterday at the football camp, not answering questions about his contract, his PR team shutting it down. Does it make you feel like they are close? Does it make you feel like they're not that close? Because I got to tell you, him not wanting to talk about it made me feel like there is some contentiousness surrounding this. And that to me would be a red flag. That's where I sit there and go, oh no. Maybe, and I can't imagine this, but maybe there's a glimmer of possibility that he plays on the $11 million deal this year because they are not able to come to an agreement on money and on terms. We will continue this conversation right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You've probably heard about employee stock ownership plans before, but what separates Fifth Third Bank from others when it comes to these plans? A succession plan that benefits business owners and employees. from full and partial sales, second stage transactions, repurchase obligation financing, and seller note refinancing, ESOPs can offer tax advantages, increased liquidity, employee incentives, and overall diversification of net worth to help your company plan for the future. Fifth Third Bank National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
There's two things she counts in the house. One of the pictures. What do you think the other one is?
Firearms.
Viagra.
On 94.5 ESPN. Last night, she said, oh, baby, I feel so down. Oh, it's a
layoff when I feel left out. So back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Look, this is what happens when you don't have information. You are left to surmise. You're left to pick up the breadcrumbs, Hansel and Gretel, and try to find your way to what's going on. And I don't know that Jordan Love and his camp and the way that they handled that yesterday, that inquiry yesterday, or at least the potential of inquiries, was the right way to do this. And it sounds like Jason Wilde, who was making the rounds yesterday, feels similarly. Let's take a listen to Jason Wilde reacting to Jordan Love's people shutting down the inquiries about training camp and, oh, by the way, the contract.
I mean, what I'm saying is that this was not the pointed, hard question. This was a and again, when the deal isn't done yet, and it could be done tomorrow, right? They report the quarterbacks report tomorrow, so this very well could be. Tomorrow morning, there could be a picture of him in a boardroom at 1265 Lombardi Avenue with a big smile on his face and a pen in his hand and the contract sitting in front of him. But if it's not, you have now created the question of, well, why wouldn't you take questions on it? If things were going well, wouldn't you take questions on it? And so I just think that it was, again, I don't think you should try and tell reporters what to ask. Because it's kind of like kids, right? You tell kids they can't do something or that something is off limits, what's the first thing they want to do? They want to do that thing. I mean, and I'm not saying that I'm a six-year-old, but in some ways I guess I am. And that would have really pissed me off, and I would have asked the question anyway.
Okay, I don't love the assertion, the connection between children, you know, and then the media. It's not a spite thing, Chew. It's not like a, oh yeah, you can't tell me what to do thing. It's a, this, as Gabe mentioned, is the most important, most relevant, most, the thing that people are most curious about right now. And so it's all well and good that Jordan's team let the media attend this youth football camp, but if you're going to allow them to attend and you are going to allow them to ask questions, then you have to be willing to answer the question that is on everyone's mind.
Yeah, my guess is whoever made that statement isn't qualified to make it, hasn't been around these type of situations enough.
But Jordan's right there.
Because he could have done the same thing, but like you said, did it a lot softer. You know, you can ask whatever you want. I don't think he's going to answer, but feel free. I agree with you 100. Don't tell the media what to do. I just, is Belichick to blame here? Who do we blame? Where's the pivot? It's got to be, right?
I mean, Belichick, I think, certainly started the secret squirrel thing. Because we've heard Jason talk about how open Holmgren used to be. And you guys were one of the best teams of the 90s, and how open Holmgren was about injuries, and this is what this guy has, this is how long we think this guy is going to be out, and then Belichick gets up there and...
Let me take it a little farther back, because Belichick is a disciple of Parcells. The thing with Parcells is he made it funny. He was a jerk, right, to the media, but he made it funny. Belichick took it
in a different way.
Direction.
Yeah.
The Parcells interviews when he was with the Jets, even the Giants, I think are hilarious. Even though he's being a Richard to the press.
Yeah.
And that's New York.
Yeah. I mean, he had a little Greg Popovich in him where he was kind of being a jerk about some of the questions that, you know, but because he does it in a funny way,
he
kind of gets a pass. But yeah, the secret squirrel thing started with Belichick. where you're going to hide any and all information, but at least he answered every question. Like,
has anyone ever blown up at you?
Blown up at me?
It kind of like, I don't like your question, don't ask me that.
Only time someone gave me an issue, really, like the one that stands out in my mind is Al Harris. And it was a play where he messed up an assignment or something. And so I literally just asked, like, what happened on that play? And he threw it back in my face and was like, what do you think happened on that play? And I literally said, I don't think anyone cares what I saw.
Yeah.
I think people want to know what you saw. And he kind of got snippy with me about that one time. That was it. Okay. In the Packers locker room. Lots of folks weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee Talking Text line. I want to get to that reaction. But before I do, Gabe, what did yesterday's interaction do for you with regards to the contract? Did it change at all? Did your eyebrows go up? Were you like, maybe this isn't as cut and dry as I thought it was? What was your reaction to it?
I was very, very confident that this deal was done and kind of like Chewy, at some point, either today.
Just a formality.
Yeah. Somewhere between today and Monday, we were going to find out that this contract is done. It makes me ask questions. Like, I am not as confident that this deal is done. Because if it was, like, why go to the extreme length of ending taking questions because somebody asked about it? Like, that doesn't marry up in my head. Like, if things are going so well and this deal is practically done, and the only thing you have to do is show up to a camp today and sign your name a couple of times on the contract, if we're that close, then you're just like, yeah, we're working through it and everything's going to be fine.
Exactly. The reality is, guys, there are easy answers, innocuous, innocent answers to all of these things that wouldn't have raised an eyebrow, that would have said, like you said, we're progressing, it's moving. You know, we were having conversations. I know you could even, there's an old trick. Here's me going behind the Wizard of Oz curtain. There's an old trick where you just take the question that people ask and say, and you just say what they said. I believe Stephanie Sutton started the question saying, like, Brian Gutekunst said he'd like to have the contract done before training camp. Jordan could literally say, yeah, I know Brian has said that he'd like to have the contract done before training camp, and it, you know, hopefully we're getting closer, or something. Is just an answer, but nothing that is flammable. I want to get to this reaction very quickly, Chu, because we have a lot of people weighing in. John weighing in saying, it's a youth football camp that has nothing to do with the NFL. Can't there be a day he doesn't have to answer those questions? Of course, there can be a day. The days leading up to training camp and the deadline that the general manager put on for one of the biggest contracts in the NFL is not yesterday. What? That is not that day.
It was his decision. This was his camp. He dictated everything. He did not have to take questions. That's on him.
Do you guys think the meal's already cooked, though? And what I mean by that, all the issues are on the table.
Okay.
On the table.
Yeah.
Franchise tag, the amount, the guaranteed money. Jordan may have his meal, and the Packers may have their meal.
Okay.
Don't you think they're there yet? I mean, there's no, oh, the franchise tag. Oh, I forgot about that. Let us think about that for a while. Everything is on the table.
Oh, sure.
Everything is on the table. I'm just basing mine upon based on Love's reaction to the question. Because it is a stressful time, and in the back of his head, if it's not close, then you're sitting there going, what if I break my leg like Alex Smith? I'm screwed. You just don't have that reaction to that much money if they're not close. I'm sorry. That's what I believe. That's what I believe. I wouldn't be laughing. If they were far apart, I'd be like, you know what? Kiss my you-know-what.
But that's you also. Like,
you might be a little bit different than Jordan.
I think most guys would be, though. I mean, it's stressful. It's stressful.
And some people react to that stress by trying to laugh it off.
Maybe. I may be wrong.
Justin in Jacksonville agrees with you, Chu. He says, I think the deal is done after watching the video and just seeing him laughing and is happy. So again, using the laughter and the smile that he had when the PR person mm-hmm. stepped in and said, nope, 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 and saying, ah, this thing has got to be done. 800-990-3776. Your reaction to Jordan Love's answer or lack thereof yesterday when asked about his pending contract. We got Adam Schefter coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We will ask him what the latest is, if he has any updates, if these two sides are close to getting a deal done right after this.
Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
Adam Schefter teased some big breaking news. Adam, you've told us about it. What do we got?
Adam's on the phone.
Adam, we have some more news.
Adam, yeah, you got more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And he was the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL Insider Adam Schefter.
It'll be up to Russ Ball to see if he can get this deal done, wants to get it done. Don't think that they're anywhere close to getting it done right now. And those are conversations that will occur here.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Also sponsored by Island Resort and Casino.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. If you are looking for top-notch orthopedic care, OAW's team of doctors has been nominated for Milwaukee Magazine's Top Doctors. From sports injuries to joint replacements, their doctors are dedicated to providing personalized, compassionate care. You can experience the OAW difference at orthowisconsin.com. Seems like a pretty good time to get Adam Schefter's take on the Jordan Love contract situation. Good morning, Adam. How are you doing today?
What is going on, everybody?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out, to be perfectly honest with you. I want you to take a listen to this question that was asked. With the understanding that yesterday, when Jordan Love did a youth football camp at a local high school, the media was instructed not to ask about his contract and not ask about training camp. I believe they went several minutes before they did this.
Brian Gutekunst says he hopes to have a contract extension done with him before the start of camp.
Now, Adam, we have already batted around the idea that it is not good PR to tell the media what they can and cannot ask. I think the reporter had to ask, someone had to ask, if there was an update on his contract situation. What are you hearing between the Packers and Jordan Love on this contract situation?
Well, the Packers veterans report to camp on Sunday. That is the day that they report, which means they're on field next week. And I think that the two sides continue to talk. And I think that eventually they're going to figure out a way to get this done. I don't know that they are close to making it happen right at this moment. I still think that there's a chance, a small chance, it gets done in the next week or two. My guess would be, based on current events, that the deal is not done by the time they report to camp. Again, I think they would like to get it done. Jordan Love would like to get it done. Everybody would like to get it done. And my understanding is, again, small chance it gets done here in the coming days, which means there's a chance, not out of the question. But I think the thing to keep in mind here is that the parameters have kind of been set. We've seen some of these other quarterback deals. We've seen the deals that have gone around. And again, as I've mentioned here before, and I'll mention again now because I believe it's worth pointing out, it's easy for the Green Bay Packers to say, no, you don't deserve $55 million a year, which is what Joe Burrow is getting when he's taking that team to the Super Bowl right now, former number one overall pick. You're not quite, we love you, but you're not Joe Burrow. But when Trevor Lawrence comes in at 55, that argument goes out the window. Because Jordan Love has played as well, if not better, than Trevor Lawrence. And so I think the number starts there, probably comes in ultimately north of there, and it's the Green Bay Packers having to get comfortable with the idea of where the numbers are before a deal could get done.
Adam, in your experience with these types of deals, doesn't it get close to contentious time, though, especially from the player? I mean, don't they run the risk of players on the team, because the players are always going to side with the player, right? Don't they run the risk of one of these guys, Preston Smith, coming and saying, I don't know why they're not paying him. This is ridiculous. You see what I'm saying?
You know what? I understand. I don't think so. Look, I think people know that it's a huge deal. And I think people know and are smart enough to say, look, Green Bay's been talking to him. They're trying to get him signed. They want to get him signed. It's not like you're going to have Preston Smith or another player come out and say, I can't believe they're not taking care of our guy here. Like, we're not at that point yet. That's another time. Like, it's still early in this process. It's still early. He's got a year left. Do you hear anybody in Dallas saying anything about Dak Prescott like that? Do you hear anybody in Miami saying that about Tua? Like, it's not really an issue. And I also think, and Chu, you could answer this. I think players' business is players' business.
Yeah.
I don't think that comes up anymore amongst other players. You don't get other players talking out generally on other people's business. Okay? If it becomes prolonged and it becomes personal and it becomes an issue, yes, that could happen. But we're not at that point right now with Jordan Love and his situation.
So Adam, where's Tua at and where's Dak at? Are they the same situation?
It doesn't sound like those of the three, and you never really know, and these things can shift, right? But of the three, my sense would be that if I had to place a dollar today on the deal that gets done first, I would put it on Jordan Love over those other two right mm-hmm. now. But let's see. For all we know, the Dolphins and Tua make tremendous progress this week, and that gets done. But today, as you're asking me that question, I would say Jordan Love of those three is the next one to get done. And I don't know whether that's in 2 weeks, 2 months, or some point during the season.
Do you sense, Adam, through the conversations you've had, that this is more just the money and the AAV and the guarantee, or are there other things that maybe they want to put in the contract that could also be?
No, it is a money issue. This is okay. A money issue, of course. Like almost every negotiation, and it's figuring out the guarantee. I have to go look at the guarantee. I have to sit down and have, I don't have in front of me right now, the guarantees and all these deals. You can kind of figure out, you know, where Jordan Love would be slotted to come in. And that's kind of where it's at.
Shifting gears, Adam, the Brandon Ayuk storyline yesterday obviously took another turn as he has now requested a trade. I believe, Gabe, you might need to fill in these blanks for me, but I believe at one point the Packers were very interested in Ayuk, right? Wasn't there an idea of them drafting him?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the draft board didn't shake out that way for them. What do you think is next for him? Do you see him in a different uniform? I don't know if the Packers are an option that has been thrown out there, but the fact that they were high on him at one point.
No, because here's the thing, in my mind at least, Green Bay, let me rephrase that. Green Bay has such great wide receiver talent. Like, I don't think they're looking to add another wide receiver that they're going to have to pay more than they pay all these other guys and set up a structure that all of a sudden Brandon Ayuk becomes the standard. And now, assuming all these guys develop into what they think everybody can be, then you can't keep all of them. To me, no. Like, now, if Green Bay said, okay, you know what, we're willing to give up one of our young receivers that we really like for Brandon, would that interest the Niners at that point? I don't know. That's an interesting question to think about. Do I think that they're looking to trade for Brandon Ayuk? I don't. I don't see that being viable. I think Brandon Ayuk is in a little bit of a tough position here because he's in the last year of a deal that I believe is scheduled to pay him about $14 million, which is well below what he should be making this year. I think everybody would agree on that. The 49ers have the franchise tag if they want after this year for, let's just call it, $22.5 million, roughly. So he owes them 2 years at $36.5 million if they want to tag him. And, you know, you got wide receivers getting $35 million now, Justin Jefferson. Now, he's not Justin Jefferson. Okay, fine. We agree with that. But even if he's Jalen Waddle or Devontae Smith and he's at 27, 28, he's still not making that or what he should be unless he gets a deal done and they're not where he wants to be and he's got time left on his contract. And the Niners, they're a contender. Like, why are you trading Brandon Ayuk for draft? You're not going to do that right now. So they have no intention of trading him. Now, if there's a team that steps up and all of a sudden says, hey, you know what? We'll trade you. I'm making this up. Christian Watson, and that's something that the Niners, a player the Niners loved. Could that happen? Everybody would have to sit down and talk about it. But they're not going to trade him right now for draft picks before the season, unless it's some colossal, crazy offer that nobody's going to make right now, knowing that you'd have to give up, let's call it, multiple high picks and pay Brandon Ayuk, we'll call it, $28 million a year.
Adam, sticking with the receivers, is Davante Adams going to play in a Raiders uniform this year?
You know, I spoke to his agents yesterday, and they could not have been any stronger. They had just hung up with the Raiders, and they're like, we don't understand where all this talk is coming from. This is unfounded, baseless speculation. Now, I, I understand where it's coming from. Number one, we can all watch him in receiver and see how unhappy he was last year. And I want to point that out, how unhappy he was last year. We don't know exactly how he feels right now. Number two, you have Aaron Rodgers saying over the weekend, I can't wait to play with Devontae Adams again. That's all New York needs to hear. Now New York is ablaze with speculation and rumors. Oh, is Devontae coming? No, Devontae Adams is not coming to the Jets. They're not trading him to the Jets right now. And so the Raiders, they're trying to win. So do I see them trading Devontae Adams? No. And if you speak to the agents, they're like, the Raiders told us we've had zero trade talk surrounding Devontae Adams. Now, could the Raiders get out to a poor start? They're 1-5, and all of a sudden, there's a team that's offering a first-round draft pick or whatever it may be for Devontae. Yeah, that could happen. Are they going into training camp thinking that they're going to trade Devontae Adams? Absolutely not. Are they looking to trade Devontae Adams right now? Absolutely not. Could something eventually develop? It could, yeah, depending on how this all plays out. But there's no credence, no credibility in my mind to the idea that he's close to being traded or that they're actively shopping him.
Well, that's, and I know you're an NBA guy, Adam, but the NFL isn't the NBA. I remember when Lamar Jackson asked for a trade last year too. They ended up winning an MVP for the team that had him under contract, right? So all these trade demands, especially on the eve, and I know in the NBA, right before training camp started, we got Damian Lillard here in Milwaukee. That's just not how it works. Like, I think we're so used to seeing guys ask and demand for trades in the NBA and these teams acquiesce. NFL teams operate on a completely different plane.
Well, it's different and difficult. You know, you could trade for Damian Lillard and put him right in your lineup, right? Like, you get used to working with him. It's to get trade for a player and all that goes along with it and to learn the system and to get used to the playoffs and everything like that. It's complicated. It's not easy. It's not something to do. All I'm saying is that while we've got people saying, oh, Devontae's going to be traded to the Jets, I'm telling you, that's not happening right now. There's nothing to it right now. Could there be something that develops in time? Anything's always possible. But there's nothing to it right now.
All right, Adam, let's get the important stuff. I got a running bet for every major with my buddy.
Yes!
The loser has to buy the winner a Roebuck. Give me the winner for the Open.
I have been agonizing over this all week long. I mean, I think Scottie Scheffler is the obvious call, so it's not going out on a limb there. I think Ludvig Åberg is poised to win here.
Mm-hmm.
If I hadn't used him in my pool, I would be using him this week. I would feel good about Ludvig Åberg. I do think Rory is going to be right in the thick of things. Can you just pick anybody, Chewy? How's this
well,
work?
Well, we pick three, and then we narrow it down to your two after the cut. Locum wins.
But you can pick anybody you want.
I can pick anybody I want.
Well, I would pick Scheffler. I would pick Rory. And my third pick would be probably Ludvig Åberg. Yeah, those would be my three.
All right, that's solid.
Those would be my three picks right now. It's not who I'm going to be going with because I've used all the golfers, unfortunately. So that's the way it goes.
That is the way it goes when you get late in the season here. Are you going to wake up early at all? And enjoy some of the golf with some coffee tomorrow morning since it's on early in the morning?
Are you kidding me? it is something that I love more than anything. Like, yes. I wake up, like last week, our crew went back and forth debating Tom Kim, Minwoo Lee. One guy voted McIntyre. We wound up somehow, not because of me, on Minwoo Lee. And I was just miserable because he finished 63rd. He was awful. He was terrible. But I watch all this. Now, I will say this. I don't know if I'm what, but my buddy and I play these $3 FanDuel tournaments every week and DraftKings tournaments every single week, $3 tournaments. Came in first last week for the first time.
Oh,
what,
boy.
What is it with you ESPN people that just love to gamble? Jen's the exact same way.
Go to ESPN Bet.
Exactly. It was a $3 thing. Me and my buddy from work, we fill out, we each do a lineup. We do it. Well, here's the funny part. The guy doesn't even know this. Okay, so we do it. We do it on both sites. Well, we're going to do it on ESPN Bet, of course, but We do it on DraftKings and FanDuel. And so my this story has not been told publicly. My buddy, we send in their lineups for draft. He doesn't even know this. We each pick a lineup, and then we enter it on DraftKings. Well, our third buddy sent us a lineup that we enter in on FanDuel. And on FanDuel, his lineup that he had on DraftKings had Ben Griffin. Ben Griffin was, in our mind, the sixth guy that was overpriced, like didn't fit. We were 500 over on FanDuel. So we had to cut Ben Griffin and add someone else. My buddy and I decided to add, I think I'm pronouncing his first name correctly, Romain Langesque. Do you know who that is?
Mm-mm. No.
No.
Okay, well, he's a golfer from France. I know this conversation just rivets Jen. And so I want to make sure that I don't
He can see me falling asleep is what he can see. He's like, are her eyes closing?
I want to make sure that I don't leave out any details so that I know.
Fantastic.
Romain Langesque. So we substituted Romain Langesque for Ben Griffin. Well, in the end, let me just get the scorecard out. Romain Langesque went minus 15 and finished in third place in the tournament.
Ooh.
Which elevated our thing to first place in a $3 pool with 11,000 entries. We finished first.
Well, never. So
what was the payout?
We've been playing for 6 years. For each person?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm not good at math.
Was it on DraftKings?
What do you? What,
yeah,
what, it was
$1 million.
FanDuel.
No way.
FanDuel. $3.
No
$3.
$3.
$3.
11,000 people.
Me and my buddy each had a $3. So we shared the first place prize together. 11,000 people. We finished first place. Which, by the way, first place
That's unbelievable.
Staggering. Okay. And by the way, like we're watching it on Sunday, and my father-in-law always says this, you know, like you could make money at work or you could win money, but as he says, one money is better than earn money. And I was going nuts. Like when Robert McIntyre, who was on our roster, made that putt to win, to go minus 18, that pushed us into first place.
How much?
For $3, we each won $3,500.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a nice
payout.
Now you got Jen's attention.
I must say
you do a little better than Jen.
but only slightly. Yeah. Okay. Adam, before we let you go, there was some breaking news yesterday that I want to get your take on. I don't know if you heard this or if
hold on, Jim, before you get this, the great part is the guy who sent that lineup that we adjusted to room, he doesn't even know that we won yet. We haven't had the heart to tell him.
Nah, don't tell him.
Yeah, we haven't had the heart to tell him that his lineup, minus Ben Griffin, yeah, won us first place overall.
All right. Let me break this news to you. I'm not sure if you heard this, but this was big news around these parts yesterday. Do you know Pizza Hut is bringing back its lunch buffet? So I don't know if you have fond memories. I have very fond memories from my childhood of the Pizza Hut lunch buffet going over there. Also Book It and that other thing where you got your personal pan pizza for reading the books and all that stuff. But that's not part of this. This is just the lunch buffet at Pizza Hut. Are you as excited as we all are about them bringing this back?
Jen, the buffet that we used to frequent and go through when I was a college student was the buffet at Sizzler, the steakhouse Sizzler. Gosh. And me and my college buddies, we'd go there and we would make sure that we ate our money's worth on the Sizzler buffet. I might have done the Pizza Hut buffet once in my life. It made no memorable mark on me. So not the way that Romain Langesque did this past week. So I don't really remember the Pizza Hut buffet at all, but I do remember the Sizzler buffet, and that was stellar.
Is Sizzler still open? Is Sizzler still a thing?
Not here.
I haven't seen a Sizzler.
Not here.
God was a boy.
That was like when we were in Ann Arbor, me and my college, that was like a big deal. When we got to go to the Sizzler buffet, ooh, watch out.
All right, he's Adam Schefter. We are so thankful that he spends time with us each and every Wednesday morning.
But to wrap it all together, when Jordan Love gets his deal done, he can do a lot better than the Sizzler buffet.
I just put it in the
pricey lineups on DraftKings and FanDuel.
You could bring back Sizzler.
As of June 10th, 2024, Sizzler is still in operation and trying to rebuild its business. It has been open since 1958.
I got a great idea for sales. We need to do a show, all of us together, from a Sizzler, and we can eat the buffet all day long as we broadcast to you.
I don't need to be
Milwaukee 94.5.
I don't need to be crapping through a screen door, Adam. Right?
There it is. All right, Adam. Have a great one, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, guys. Hey, let me know who you pick in the British Open there, Chewy.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Adam Schefter, each and every week, brought to us in part by the Island Resort and Casino, a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location, like me, golf, doing that later this month. Visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
But she doesn't know. Every now and then, I got the blammer coming up and like, I'll let you use my tractor for two of the blue things. Which I think is a pretty good deal, right, which gets me in trouble. Life.
You got a Viagra ring?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Oh, make me over. I'm all I want to be. A walking study.
Back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Did you guys hear? The young lady who sang the national anthem at the Home Run Derby is going to check into rehab. She says she was drunk when she was singing, that she acknowledges that she has a problem, that she needs to take care of it and move forward. It's gonna be this is going to be a heck of a...
Because there's never been any musicians drunk on the stage when they sang.
True. That does...
Am I right?
Happen.
Yeah. Yes. But I don't know if you want to be intoxicated singing the national anthem. It's a little different.
A little tough.
A little different, you know, being intoxicated on stage for a rock show versus, you know, singing the national anthem in front of a televised audience.
Good for her. Good for her. And again, as I was alluding to, there's nothing that this country likes more than a, you know, rise from the ashes.
A comeback
Phoenix
story.
A comeback story. And so I imagine that there will be plenty of people rooting for her on the other side of this thing. Joshy refused to play it. I asked him, I said, can you please play the national anthem coming back from break? And he said, hell no.
I'm
not subjecting any other human beings to that song again.
I said,
go bleep yourself.
You pushed too hard.
I said, thank you, Josh.
I did.
I was complimenting him. I was being nice to him. And this is what he does.
I did go back and watch it. And it became pretty apparent that that was the case. That
she was
intoxicated.
Really?
Because when you looked at it, and then I started to feel bad with somebody admitting, well, I think I have a problem. But glad she's getting help. Just she had to do it on the probably the biggest stage possible, other than like a Super Bowl or NBA Finals. Did it in a big spot.
Yeah, you couldn't just do this over at the Chinooks game, you know, a crowd of a couple thousand, you know, like, and somebody pull you aside.
No
and
real
say,
televised audience.
Right, yeah. And then somebody say like, hey, that wasn't your best work. Is everything okay? And then you find yourself in the rehab. We got to take a break on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Lots of folks asking about the Gary Trent Jr. signing yesterday. Gabe, it will be all over that right after this.